confusion, tenure, the inside of a lock, the taste of iron, despair, a city with the streetlights shot out, smoker's lung, the hair of a small girl who grows up hopeless, the heart of a school board director. He is warming up for a full-fledged rant when the bell rings. Some teachers rumor whisper he's having a breakdown. I think he's the sanest person I know. Lunch doom. Nothing good ever happens at lunch. The cafeteria is a giant soundstage where they film daily segments of teenage humiliation rituals, and it smells gross. I sit with Heather, as usual, but we are off by ourselves in a corner by the courtyard, not near the Marthas. Heather sits so her back is to the rest of the cafeteria. She can watch the wind shift the drifts of snow trapped in the courtyard behind me. I can feel the wind seep through the glass and penetrate my shirt. I am not listening too closely as Heather ahems her way to what is on her mind. The noise of 400 mouths moving, consuming, pulls me away from her. The background pulsing of the dishwashers, the squeal of announcements that no one hears. It is a vespiary, the hornet haven. I am a small ant crouched by the entrance, with the winter wind at my back. I smother my green beans with mashed potatoes.